Ryan Thompson here for Storm Lake Radio with a Storm Lake Tornado boys basketball preview, and joined by new head coach Heath Stille. Heath, you grew up in the area, of course, went to college at BVU or at Newell Fonda for a few years. This year, second year here at Storm Lake, and were an assistant to the boys basketball team last year, and now it's all yours this year. What does the opportunity mean for you, first of all?
It's a great opportunity, I think, for the boys and for myself. Just trying to get Storm Lake basketball turned back around and get things going in the right direction.
Get it going in the right direction. So what are your main points of emphasis with this year's team and with the program in general?
We're starting to run a motion offense, so that's our first and foremost biggest point right now, is getting that down. We're going to look to push the tempo a lot this year, and defensively we're really working on our shell drill, trying to make sure that we're defending teams properly and getting into our help side position.
Well, when thinking of your returning players this year, Parker Lang certainly springs to mind, one who you're certainly going to expect a lot from.
Yeah, Parker, Josh, Efrain, Kevin Duque, Lamar Jaw Leaf, all those guys that played last year have a lot of experience coming back. We have a good nucleus to build around, and I think those guys are going to help us out and take that next step to where we need to be next year.
All right, so a few other names you spoke of there. Any others or newcomers to the varsity that might get some minutes?
Jose Soto is back with us this year. He rejoined the team. He didn't play last year due to an injury. He's back with us. I think he's going to see some time. Eric Masters will see some time. And then there's a few sophomores and freshmen that may work into the mix after we start playing a few games here or there.
You mentioned what you're looking for and some changes that you made taking over as head coach, and you got a little taste of game action at the Jamboree as we're visiting just after that. How would you break that down as he came out on top over Kingsley Pearson?
I think we played well. Our kids had great intensity, and we played hard. I'm not going to fault our kids' effort at all. I thought we played defense great in the first quarter and kind of let up a little bit in the second quarter, but we made stops when we needed to have stops and got a rebound. We missed a few free throws on the front end of one-on-one, so we'll be working on that for sure.
And the season opener is right around the corner as you guys host Sioux City North this coming Tuesday, December 1st, a game which will broadcast on the Moose 92.9. Do you know much about them and what they figure to be like at this point, or are you just kind of focused on you guys for that one?
I know a little bit about Sioux City North. I've got a little scouting report. They played in the Jamboree up at Sioux City last Tuesday, so I have a little bit of stuff on them. They've got a Billings kid that'll be their point guard. That's a pretty good shooter. I know they lost the Tillo kid and a lot of their scoring and their offense from last year, so I'm looking for them to be down a little bit, but I'm also, they're going to be a 4A school, so they're going to have talent coming back. But first and foremost, we're going to have to focus on ourselves come Monday at practice and work to get better to take another step forward.
And once Lake's conference play rolls around, Lamar's is always right up there. Western Christian, of course, and Spirit Lake has some strong players returning. Are those the three main ones you're looking at, and where do you hope to fit in?
I think Spencer's also going to be up in that top tier this year. They've got a pretty good group of kids coming back. I'm hoping to be in the top half of the conference. I'd like to be above Emmitsburg, Esterville, and some of those teams. I'm hoping that Lamar's is a team that we can compete with this year. Then we're going to have to bring our A game every night if we want to have a chance at any of these games.
Storm Lake boys basketball, and some comments from Heath Stille. Appreciate it, Heath, and I look forward to seeing and talking to you more as the year goes along. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan.